Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today we're talking about you are the brand to your farmers. After all, that's what you really are selling. I don't want to discount all the work that goes into creating logos and mission statements and slogans and marketing material, because that is critical for overall brand recognition and for advertising purposes. Those branding elements definitely have their place in a business. However, to your farmers, to your grain and livestock producers, to your ag retailers and feed dealers, you are the brand. When I say you, I'm including you and the sales support team that gets the product ordered, manufactured, delivered, and invoiced correctly from your location locally. Why is this so important? Well, because that is what the customer is really buying. And the only place that they can get the brand, that brand, is through you. You know, salespeople are frequently battling price resistance. Oftentimes, as in the case of seed or equipment, it is the exact same product from a similar retailer. So they're trying to sell something that two or three or four other people in the market are selling the exact same product. If you think about it, what is the actual difference? Well, the difference is you as the salesperson and sales support team that goes with you. And as ag companies consolidate and get bigger, the marketing brand certainly becomes important, and the corporate activities, they can have a positive or negative effect on your brand. The things that happen way off at the corporate office or the message that gets sent out, all that stuff is important. However, all of that is forgotten when a customer interacts with his or her local team from that company. Imagine some of the good and bad situations that we're going to talk about and how they affected the brand of the company that I was working with. In these situations, the corporate branding message was pretty much just set aside for the time being, because this experience that they experienced with the local team, for better or worse, set the new brand image for who we really were. Well, it was a hot day in July. It was about 90 degree heat. A new bag delivery driver was down delivering horse feed to a customer. She was an elderly lady who came out when the truck drove onto her farm. When the driver opened the back doors of the truck to unload 2 tons of bagged horse feed by hand, she turned around and walked away. And he yelled out to her, and I have to put this in quotes, "Get back here, you old bag, and help unload." I had to put it in quotes as it was too unbelievable when I got the complaint call from the salesperson that was selling this customer. Well, our end result of this was mostly repaired for our brand with a lot of apologies and some very intensive driver training. Another example is one that I mentioned in a previous blog, and I mentioned an instance where a truck driver realized that the wrong feed had been ordered. This happened on many occasions, as order entry communication can get a little challenging. We had many new people come to work in our offices, and many just didn't understand ag customers or how to work the computer system. And on the other side of the order, we had many customers that needed our office staff to know which feed they needed to order. It was common for a farmer to call and say, "Hey, send me 6 tons of my feed." It took some head knowledge to know, first of all, who the customer was and which of his feeds he wanted and which bin it went in. Good communication from the office to the salesperson and to the driver was critical. For busy farmers, this is an essential part of your brand, the ability to know who they are, what the products they need, and which bin it goes into on their farm, which there might have been many bins on there. Again, that was a huge brand building experience for us. One of the other elements I think that is important for salespeople in building their brand is to do what you say you will do. If you make a promise to go back to a customer with a price or a piece of information, just make sure you do it and you build your brand. If you fail, you make a withdrawal from that bank account of trust that the customer has with you. If you can't deliver on a promise, get on the phone and explain why you can't. More importantly, explain when you will. In another instance, we had a long stretch of time where we were having production issues that were causing 2 to 3 hour wait times for customers to get their trucks loaded. The issues were real and had to be dealt with. Everyone involved was aware of the impact to the customer and to our business. However, being as open with customers as you can and sharing the updates as they become available will definitely help when this happens. Try not to disappear when things get tough. In this instance, we lost some short-term sales because the customers needed their products. However, by staying in front of them and letting them know what was going on, we were able to recover quickly from losing those sales. And I would say there was just too many examples when invoicing or computer systems went wrong and the customers weren't invoiced correctly. Agribusiness is usually a lot of transactions with a lot of different pricing mechanisms going on. And this pain gets really sharp, really fast if it's not dealt with correctly. It's one of the toughest brand issues to overcome. Said another way, all the fun and games come to an end when you start messing with somebody's money. Now, there were weeks or months that went by without an issue. Many times, customers will forget all the good times when you begin to make mistakes on their bill or their grain payments. The brand building tip here is the same as the others. Get in front of the customer and get them fixed quickly. And if not, just keep updating them with information as it becomes available. You can look upon your brand as a bank account that a customer has with you. It evolves over time with deposits and withdrawals. Like it or not, intentional or not, over the course of an ag sales career, you will make withdrawals. Salespeople can really struggle with this. In their mind, they put in a lot of time and effort to sell this customer. Then a driver, an operations, or an admin person did something completely out of the salesperson's control to mess it up. It creates internal strife quickly. Just remember to keep making lots of deposits and try to reverse the withdrawals and build your plan one deposit at a time. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.